from different parts of the world to show the good example of Islam and to show the best of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted by sending His seals of messengers, the most beloved one that Allah created creation for His sake, Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi wa sallam. And Allah gave him Sahaba, companions, that if the whole world will pray together day and night, 24 hours, 7 days a week, all their life, if the whole world will be put, their ibadah will be put on one side, and one sahabi enough to put on the other side, the other sahabi will be more heavier than our ibadah. But every sahabi, Allah gave him something. Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave everyone something that he can understand. Because not all of them are the same. Although all of them, Allah gave them the honor to be Sahaba of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Like Sayyidina Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, when Prophet asked him to give something from his wealth, and to Sayyidina Umar, and Sayyidina Osman, and Sayyidina Ali, and the other Sahaba, Sayyidina Abu Bakr wrote something, and Sayyidina Umar wrote something. And he said to Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, "Ya Abu Bakr, what you left with your family?" He said, this is Ya Rasulullah, my money I've given to you. He said, "What you left of your money, of your wealth, to your family?" He said, "I left Allah and you. Why I have to worry? If my prophet is you, and my creator is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Holy Quran, Allah is who is the Razzaq, is the one that provides. Don't worry. You sleep, your provision will come to you. But you have to submit, to surrender, not to have an ego of animals. Their good come to them. Anywhere, because they submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we really submit our food comes to us, we will not sleep hungry." And he asked Sayyidina Umar, he said, "Ya Umar, what you left?" He said, "I brought cup and I left half." He said, "Ya Umar, your iman is half of the iman of Allah." But he said, "If there will be a prophet after me, Umar will be a prophet." So you see that Prophet always balancing between Sahaba to give them how they had to learn and to give their life for Allah and the message of Islam. So in this country and different countries, we have to be very open-minded, because we are living in a country that we chose by ourselves. No one hits you on your hand to come here. Is not? Then you came and it was your choice. Then since you have your choice, then you have to obey Allah, obey Rasul, obey Amri Minkum, obey Allah, obey Prophet, and obey those who are on authority. So you have to be, as you are afraid from the policeman to give you a ticket when you park your car, also you have to be worried about how you are presenting Islam, because Allah will judge you. Did you present Islam as it should be or not? وَخَافِفُهُمْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ وَدْفَعْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ. Say in the best way that you can. Don't try to say things that irritate the other. You are part of this country. You have to be part of the system. You have to be part of the community, the whole community, that community. You cannot segregate yourself and say, "Oh, only we go to the mosque." Yes, mosque. The mosque is between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not nothing to do with the law. It's between the law of heaven and you. So keep that relationship, of course, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strong, and relationship with the community around you back in a good shape. I would like to, because the time is short, I want to mention this about the Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu wa anhu. And you see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, أَنَا مَدِينَةُ الْعِلْمِ وَعَلِيٌ فَاضْوَى, I am the city of knowledge and Ali is the door. Means he, Sayyidina Ali, Allah gave him certain qualifications of knowledge. He has that tendency. Allah mentions him in Holy Quran more than 300 verses of Holy Quran. Through the Holy Quran from the beginning to end, Sayyidina Ali being mentioned more than 300 verses. Indicate about Sayyidina Ali and speak about Sayyidina Ali, not by name, by what he was doing, and the verses of Quran are reading to Prophet for Sayyidina Ali. So one time, I will say about Sayyidina Ali, one time a man came to Sayyidina Umar al-Khattab. They brought a man and they said, Ya Sa'ya Umar, Amir al-Mu'min. This man said something that Islamic people cannot accept. Have to punish execution. And Sayyidina Umar said, what he said? And they said, the people said, like the court, in fact that in the long time there was no court, there was Amir al-Mu'min, Sayyidina Umar, you remember the mosque, you can speak with Sayyidina Umar al-Khattab, if there is no security. There is not like today. Everything you for you have to move, you have to ask permission. You enter direct. They were humble people. Not like us today. We are happy with the chair we are sitting on. Everyone is happy, cannot be moved from that chair. He said, what happened? What is this problem? He said, we asked him today, كيف أصبحت? And he said, أصبحت أحب الفتنة. He said, كيف أصبحت? People ask each other, the wife asks the husband, and the husband asks the wife, the child asks the father and the mother, or people ask you, how are you today? How do you feel today? How is your day? And what he says, أصبحت أحب الفتنة. Today, I begin to love confusion, fitna. Anyone love confusion? Anyone like fitna? And I hate haq. That man is saying. So that is something that cannot be acceptable. Anyone can accept it. And he said, وَأَقْرَهُ الْحَقْ. I hate haq. وَأُؤْمِنْ بِمَا لَمْ أَرَى, and I believe anything I don't see. I don't care what I don't see, I believe. So they brought him to Sayyidina Umar. And then Umar looking into the matter. So how what he is like to say? So what we are going to say here? Execute him or not? Guilty. Surely. Is guilty man? There is no other answer. And that's the one Sayyidina Ali was. And Sayyidina Ali came and Sayyidina Umar said, Ya Ali, we have this problem. What you think about someone being asked, how is your day today? When how you came up awake? He said, I like fitna. I love fitna and I hate haq. What you say about that? And he said, and I believe in what I don't see. Sayyidina Ali looked at the man, looked at Sayyidina Umar. سبق رجل. That man said the truth. All the Sahaba listening, they can't believe. One said, no, he said. Allah gave to Sayyidina Umar some Muslims. He didn't give to Sayyidina Ali, he didn't give Sayyidina Ali, he didn't give Sayyidina Umar. Allah gave Sayyidina Musa something, he did not give Sayyidina Khidr. He gave Sayyidina Khidr something, he did not give Sayyidina Musa. So it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah can say what? He said, and they said, asked Sayyidina Umar, asked Yahya, how do you say you can't do this? He said, he's saying the truth. And said, why? Where he's saying the truth? How? He said, he hangs Fitna. He loves Fitna and hangs how? He said, of course. Allah said in the Quran, إِنَّمَا أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَأَوْلَادُكُمْ Fitna. That your wealth and your children is a fitna for you. So he loves Fitna. He loves his wealth. He loves his children. So that is correct. So he is not guilty. And then he said, what about then he hates half? He said, وَجَاءَ سَقْرَةُ الْمَوْتِ بِالْحَافِ That death came, a true half from Allah. So he hates death. So it doesn't mean he hates Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every one of us hates to die, is correct? Because Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when you make dua, ask Allah to give you longer, to have more ibadah. So of course, what he says is correct. He didn't say something wrong. So you see from here, is that there are different levels of knowledge. Not everything we know, we can say this is it. We must be on the lowest level. Whatever we know, still we don't know anything. It's not about emotion. Don't think that any scholar knows everything. No one knows anything from Islam except Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his Sahaba. We know little. We what we heard, what we read. But Sahaba did not only heard and read, but they saw. They saw the truth. They saw the one that we did not see. You know when you sunnah to put kuhl, what you call it in English, or this black. On your eyes in Arabic is kuhl. Everyone is sunnah to put, to look what? It's pure for the eye and nice for looking. What do you think about when you look, when someone wants to get married, he looks always at if he can, or in the previous time, not today, today, may Allah save us. But previously, your mother will go, or your sister will go to find for you a nice, beautiful wife, isn't it? So they look for the best that they can find. And then when you marry, you say, oh, Alhamdulillah, shukran ya Rabbi, my mother picked nicely, isn't it? What you think about those ones who saw the best? The beloved one of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with their eyes. We didn't see that. So Allah gave them vision because of seeing Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He gave them nur, light in their eyes, in their ears. When he used to speak with them, is a light in their ears. When he used to look at them, is a light in their eyes. When he is with them, his life on top of them, everywhere. Allahumma ja'alni nuran. Allahumma arzuqni nuran. Yukni nuran min al-an, min khalf, min yameen, min shimal, min fawq, min tahm, min ardi, safa an marwa. Prayers. Then Allahumma ja'alni nuran. Oh Allah, make me Nur. Means take that ego from me. Take that form, that body, that desire of the world from me. Make me light. Make me Nur. Means let my soul, my spirit to be the power, not my body to be the power. We are, not all of us, but we are running after dunya, running after our pleasure. We are not running after to be light, to be known, to have that soul clean, like Sahaba, they did their best when Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they gave their life for Islam. Give your life for Islam, not to go and make extremist action or radical action, but be good in the community that people will point and say, oh, mashallah, look at these beautiful Muslims. They are like flowers, like a garden of beautiful flowers from different colors. They look how they integrate together, because today we were discussing and yesterday in the government how to integrate. You are integrating, not at you. You are from different countries and background and race. You are integrating with each other. You don't know each other, but you want to know each other. That's what makes the people who you are living in their country happy with you and glad to work with you. And bless Allah, bless you because you are giving a good picture of Islam, and that's what is needed. And I think the time is ending. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us, and may Allah bless us, and may Allah keep us on the footsteps of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is our guide, he is our intermediary, he is our intercessor, he is our means to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa rahmatullahi wa
barakatuh.
जो हर मंडी को होते थे रमजान की वजह से उसको रुका गया था, लेकिन वो शुरू हो गया इंशाल्लाह। सौदा बाद मगरिब हर सौदा चाहे सौदा नया